How Giuseppe and Barbara came to idea to create something like that?
I think that the tutorial support is quite obvious. They started from this and watched like thousands of them, of tutorials. And the remaining question is like, who are these people and what are they doing? They're kind of showing themselves doing things sometimes pretty accurately and sometimes making like complete fools of themselves, but there's still this will to say something and to do something about knowledge and sharing. So I think the big question was to, where are these people going? Like, and where is this forecasting? You see, like, as people, individuals, and perhaps society. Like, this is like the basic questions.
And what was the intention of the authors, of Giuseppe and Barbara, what they wanted to show?
I think that rather than having a purpose, there's still a question like that remains. Like, I think it's nice to have questions that remain unanswered so that people can answer them themselves. Personally, what I see in this show is lots of things that seem quite basic and not important and not reliable, but like as I said before, it's people with a real background and you can sense like a big picture, like somewhere, like through something that seems really, how would you say that, not important, like Benin, or through something that does not look important, you can sense something bigger, you know? So I think that personally, and this is what I personally like to see in art and shows and showing, and like something that doesn't look, that looks like nothing, but you can read, there's a second lecture to it that goes further.
The premiere was in 2011. And when you start to play this show?
Me, I started, well, the first goal was for me to start now, but I've had the chance to go to Denmark like 6 months ago because some theater had an opening. So this is like my second time, actually. So we could say that this is my premiere, but, you know, yeah.
Congratulations.
thank you. I'm starting now, actually.
So the show is played for 7 years, and do they change the videos or are every time the same videos?
Yeah, they made some changes, but it's like the main topic remains the same. Like, but of course, like in every show, there is like it's what makes it live. Like, it's in French we call it spectacle vivant, like living theater. It's that it always moves through time. Like, you find some materials, you see new things, and some things become useless, and then it changes. I would say that the big body of it remains the same, but that of course, like, it kind of breathes and breathes in, breathes out, and yeah, change through time, like people do.
What you think? How technology change the art?
How technology changes the art?
Does it change?
It's funny because I've had like many talks about this with people, debates, like quite recently, and I think that the technology is undeniable. Like, it's everywhere around us, and of course it changes the way we interact and live and put ourselves out there, just like in the show. But I guess my personal point of view would be that the basic, like, this could be a really long conversation, but I think that the basic of art, the purpose, if so to say, would be that human, we are smart enough to express ourselves and to go beyond just living. We're smart enough to actually ask ourselves, what's the point of this, or what are we alive for? So I think that art somehow questions this human essence. And I think that with or without technology, the basic for me is this. So yes, you can use technology as medium, as tools, but I think that just like any medium, like paint or theater or whatever, it still remains a tool for us human to express ourselves and to share sensations or ideas or something in the air that we feel and can't really express through what we mostly use, our brains.
So the forecasting is among 20 best dance performances in 2018, and it has been played for 7 years. Why it is now among these 20 best European performances? What has changed?
I think that perhaps it's sort of recognition of this technology. Like, I think that now it has become, like, with social media, like a really big and obvious part of our lives. That it's something that we see everywhere. And I think that it feels like the question feels more accurate, perhaps, to be asked now. Like, it's not anymore a forecasting. It's something that is happening right now, and I think that today, 7 years after the first creation, it may speak to more people, you know what I mean? So I guess that's, yeah, it moves, yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, like I think that it's a matter of reaching to people, and yeah.
So how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know, very young.
Oh, I'm 20, I turned 27 last week. I'm now 27. It's the red cheek and the smile, but no.
You are a free artist, a dancer, or you are in...
I'm a circus performer. I'm an acrobat and hand balancer. And basically I'm an acrobat, but I did this school in Toulouse. I live in France, which is called Le Lido, and there is lots of theater and... Yes, circus is another topic, but it's also going, I think, beyond. Like in France, we have this chance to question like the old patterns and background of circus tradition. And so we, with time, use circus to express ourselves rather than doing tricks and stuff. So I guess like this is what allowed me to be able to do this kind of piece with theatrical skills, I'd say. So yeah, I'm really, really happy to be able to, I think it's a nice piece. I'm really happy, I really enjoy playing in it and sharing it with people, and yeah, I like it a lot.
We also enjoy it.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm glad you did.